Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I'm so glad to have you along. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to continue our series on work and business. Sharon Epps is in the studio with me. And Sharon, we've just completed some excellent research. It's taken us 6 months to come up with our career and calling research, and you've got some new important information for our listeners.
You know what? As we began to study careers and calling and assimilate research, we learned that different generations view their career with different lenses. And so we thought it might be fun to share with the Money Life listeners how your age actually impacts the way that you view your career.
Well, I'm going to listen at these different motivations and see if I can identify my age by these career motivations.
We all will see people we know. You know, really in the category of seniors, those that were born basically before the Great Depression, they saw their career as an emphasis of loyalty. They often stayed with the same company for 40 and 50 years and would retire with only one company. And that has changed as you go down the generations. As you move into the builder generation, those that were born from the Great Depression to the 40s, they begin to see their career as a means for making a living. It was just a basic way to fill their family's needs. Our baby boomers, those that were born in the mid-40s to the mid-60s, actually saw their career as the central focus of their life. And I'll just have to claim that I'm in that group, that the work became the definition of who they were. The buster generation, those were born in the mid-60s to the mid-80s, actually see their career, their work as an irritant. It distracts them from what they want to do in life. They see it as a necessary evil. And then finally, the millennials, those that were born in the mid-80s to the 2000s, the age of my children, begin to see their career as a place to serve. And, you know, I have to say that that's really the generation that probably has God's view of work and career a little bit more correct.
Well, Sharon, I think that research is just fascinating because all of us have a variety of motivations for why we work or where we work or the career that we've chosen for ourselves. And I think it's so important to look at God's view and to learn how to make a good career decision and how to avoid a bad career decision.
And, you know, we have a long list of both. We'd like to share those with you.
Well, it's going to be a fun program. I want you to stay tuned as we go through the ways that people make bad career decisions. And then we're going to flip it over and show you how God would have you to make a good career decision. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Sharon Epps on this topic of work and business.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom, the kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking with Sharon Epps, the Executive Vice President of Content and Media for Crown Financial Ministries. We're doing a series on work and business because this is where our research showed was a high felt need for all of our listeners.
You know, we really have learned that people need direction in these career decisions and they don't have a place to turn. Money Life, we'd really like to be your partner in helping you.
Well, you pointed out that many times we have very different motivations for our career, that we see it totally differently depending on our age. And some people make bad career decisions. I know I have. Have you ever done that, Sharon?
I absolutely have.
I think I'm going to see myself in some of these stories. What's the number one way that people make a bad career decision?
It's to choose the first or the easiest job that you can get. And that usually comes from a sense of insecurity and concern that there might not be another one out there.
Oh, I have done that. And I've done it with the thought that it's just going to be temporary. And I'll just go to work there for a little while and then I'll find the next thing. And then you end up feeling disloyal. You end up miserable. You find out that you really wish you hadn't have gotten involved in the first place. Do you have an example that you'd be willing to share?
I'll share one of mine. I actually had an opportunity when I was in the high school years to work in a small office. And it ended up being a place where I had to work alone all day long. And it was absolutely not a fit for me at all because I love being with people. But I felt so loyal to the company that I couldn't leave. And it was one of those that I just jumped on the quickest thing I could find.
Well, years ago, I'm going to provide a disclaimer here. I was going back to school to work on a master's degree, and I needed a part-time job, and I got an offer that paid really well. But what I didn't know is that the job that this person would have me to do was very, very difficult. You know what he wanted me to do?
No guess.
He wanted me to go through the dumpsters on campus and find materials that he could recycle or rebuild.
Oh, my goodness.
That students were throwing out. So here I was with a college degree, working on a master's, dumpster diving. It was not really a good experience, except for it taught me a lot of humility. And it was temporary.
And, you know, may I add a caveat on this one? Although we encourage you to find a job that fits you well, in this economy, there are times that you need to take a temporary job in order to put food on the table. And we're really speaking of your career job decisions and not those times that you may need to take some temporary employment to allow your family to eat.
Well, as long as you're not looking for the easy way out, I think that God will honor that, especially if it's an emergency, to just take whatever's available. What's the second way that people make a bad career decision?
Well, that's when we choose a job based on the amount of money that it pays. And when we are looking for just the financial return without considering its fit with our skills and abilities.
Well, there's a great verse on that from Ecclesiastes that he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity. In other words, you can never have enough if you're just chasing the dollars.
You know, that's so true. In fact, my daughter has a friend right now whose parents are encouraging her to completely change her major in college so that she'll make a lot of money. And yet this girl is in a major that she enjoys, she thrives in, and we're really convinced that God will provide for her in that area because it is where he has given her the skill and talent.
Well, and you also see a lot of home-based business opportunities or part-time business opportunities that are truly scams, but they sell the idea that there's a lot of money involved and they try to rationalize their business proposition because you can make so much money, and people fall prey to that. It's a huge lure and one that deceives lots of folks.
So many are trapped into it.
Number three, a third way that people make bad career decisions.
Choose a job because it sounds like a good title. And I think, you know, really the Word of God probably addresses that the best in Proverbs 12:9. It says, better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. And how often do people go for the VP, vice president title, or go for the partner title when it may or may not be the best match for you?
Well, and there are a lot of jobs out there that are not glamorous. They're not highly esteemed in the eyes of the world, but they're very necessary. There's great job security. And if you're willing to do them and to do them with a great attitude, even though they have no title, no real esteem in the eyes of man, God can provide for you that way. And I'll give you an example. Every Christmas, Anne notices who's picking up our trash. And she puts out cookies and a gift for the people who faithfully come by and pick up the trash out by the curb. And she appreciates them. And we notice every time she does that, it shocks them. We try to meet them at the curb and provide them with a thank you because they're doing a great job and they're doing a service that's needed. Doesn't come with a good title, you know, but they're making it happen and we appreciate them. What's another way that people make a bad career decision?
This often happens when you're already employed and you're given an opportunity for a different job. And so the fourth thing is taking a job just because management offers it to you.
Well, you see, many people get in a bind there because they take on responsibility that they're really not equipped to take on. It's too stressful for their family, and they think the promotion or the bonus is going to be good for the family, when in fact they didn't evaluate that it maybe involves too much travel, maybe it involves work that has to spill over in the evenings or weekends, and it's not helpful.
And they're not evaluating either their skill sets, because oftentimes someone is very skilled in their labor and in producing things. When it comes to managing, they may be less skilled, and oftentimes they don't see the difference.
Well, here's another big motivation that causes people to make bad career decisions: choosing a job because that's what your parents do or what they want you to do.
Oh, my goodness. We see that so often as people are frustrated in their careers. They look back and have been influenced by others that are trying to live through them. And as parents, I think we have to watch and not be guilty of that with our children.
Well, we typically try to guide them towards the opportunities that we think are going to provide the most job security. And that may not be what they really are interested in. I know that in my case, I have a son that's pursuing a career in music. Well, that's not a field that's full of people with a lot of job security, but that's his giftedness. And it's not necessarily what I would do, but I'm so pleased that he's pursuing what God has wired him to do.
You know, that's so important that we have a tool called Career Direct that allows you to understand and assess your skills so that you can match those well.
Well, we use Career Direct with our children, and our oldest son tested out number one in
Music.
And
well,
so
I guess.
It was exactly spot on for what God had gifted him to do. Well, when we come back, we're going to turn the page and go into another topic: how to make good career decisions. I hope you'll stay tuned. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with Sharon Epps.
Has the economy pressured you to rethink your career? Does your heart long to take the next step and pursue God's true calling for your life? Whether you're planning for your first job or your last, the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries can help. With Career Direct, you'll analyze four critical areas: your personality, skills, interests, and values. You'll learn more about the real you and develop a plan to grow personally and professionally. You'll learn to see your strengths. And the Career Direct Complete Guidance System is designed from a biblical perspective to help you maximize your career by maximizing your God-given gifts and abilities. Career Direct can be completed in about an hour online. For more, go to CareerDirectOnline.org and try the free Personality ID Profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So glad you're joining us today for this series on work and business. Sharon Epps is with me, and we're going to talk about how to make good career decisions. What's number one, Sharon?
Well, number one is to make sure you know your purpose in life, that you understand how God wired you and the works that He's created for you to do.
You know, Sharon, when you say that, what immediately jumps into my heart and mind, and I'm sure it will with our listeners: how many times did we hear Larry Burkett say that you are uniquely made and created by God? You are a snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do somebody else's job. Don't fulfill somebody else's life purpose. Be who you are and do what God made you to do. That's why He invested so much money in creating this tool called Career Direct.
He did, and He really helped us to understand how to answer the question, am I willing to trust God's design for me and relinquish that control so that I'm able to serve Him in the way He's wired me?
Sharon, are you doing what you believe God's called you to for your life purpose?
Oh, I answer that question with a smile. God has given me the opportunity to share and teach in this area, and it's been preparing me for that for my entire lifetime.
And don't you feel for people who are listening today who are thinking to themselves, I don't get to do that? We can go right over this one as number one, but there are so many people who just aren't in that space. They're not doing what God called them to do. They have some dream bundled up in their heart, and, you know, real life happened, and therefore they put the dream aside. But I believe so strongly that the best career decision is the one that moves you right to the bullseye of what God wired you to be.
It absolutely does. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we think it's so critical to help people have their financial house in order, is it gives the listeners the flexibility to do what God's called them to do.
Finances are either going to be an obstacle to fulfilling your life purpose, or they're going to be an accelerator. And we hope through the ministry of this program that your finances become an accelerator towards your life purpose. Okay, what's the second good way to make a career decision?
Well, learn about your natural bent. Understand all this balance that we've been talking about. Your abilities, your interests, your strengths, and your priorities and your values.
Okay, here's the third way to make a good career decision. To investigate or explore several occupations that seem to fit into your own pattern or your natural bent and gifts.
You know what? This may be the most practical tip that we've given. How many people start a job with no idea of what it really entails? And we really encourage internships, having the opportunity to even take temp jobs within the industry you're considering, and even shadowing somebody for a day to understand what the job really entails.
You know, it takes me back to my childhood when my father would help me to find really difficult jobs for summer jobs and part-time work when I was growing up. I've had a job since I was 13 years old, and most of them were outdoors, and he would say, pretty soon you will decide you really want an education. And it worked. I mean, it was very effective because some of the things I just wasn't good at. Other people were gifted at that, but I was doing the kind of work that made me realize what I was not good at and what I did not want to do. So God used that.
And, you know, I'd really like to tie to our research that says that 25% of our teenagers and youth have a difficult time finding a job right now, and encourage those teens and young people to volunteer at places of employment that they would wish to work and learn more about those jobs during this time.
Well, I'm involved with the Boy Scouts of America, and their research shows that 17% of the boys who earn a merit badge will end up in an occupation from what they learned earning that merit badge. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important to explore many different options when you're young. What's reason number four?
That we seek God's confirmation in whatever we're doing, and that we ask for His guidance and His counsel and get His approval for what we're doing.
Oh, that takes us to Psalm 37:4, that we're to delight ourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And I believe, Sharon, if you have this desire to totally be used by God in how He gifted you, and you ask Him to put you where He wants you, He will do it.
He will. And so prayer is such a huge part of that, as well as seeking the counsel of other Christians that you know and trust.
Okay, here's number five of a good way to make a career decision. Choose your direction, the destination that you think you want to be going in, and then develop a plan to get there.
Taking those first steps are the way that you begin parting the waters to see what God has for you. It reminds me of Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. And you really have that opportunity to take one step at a time, and God will reveal it to you. I've experienced that in my own life.
Well, it reminds me of what Helen Keller said, that we seldom acknowledge the painful, halting steps that get us to the final destination. And certainly she could speak with great credibility about that there are painful, halting steps along the journey, and we should be willing to pay that price. Sharon, what's another good way to make a career decision?
Be sure that you're managing your own career and that you're not falling victim to others' decisions for you. We spoke of the fact that our career is really a stewardship issue. It's an issue of taking what God's entrusted with us and shepherding it wisely. And so we need to be proactive, and we need to be on top of the trends that are going on in the industry around us.
Well, Sharon, there are many more steps in this process of how to make good career decisions. And where can our listeners find this information?
You know, we're pulling this information from the Work and Business book. That's a Money Life Basics book. We encourage you to look it up on crown.org and use it as a tool either for yourself or those that you love.
Well, I want to encourage you, if you have someone in your life who's struggling with making a good decision around work or career, to send them to crown.org for the Career Direct Assessment, or to pick up a copy of the book, Work and Business. It's one in the series of our Money Life Basics series that will help your friend or loved one to make a good career decision. Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Sharon Epps.
Feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough. There's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and Sharon, we've been talking about work and business in this series and how to make a good career decision. But for some people, they're not wanting to change careers. They're wanting to stay exactly where they are. They're wanting to keep the job they have. Is that a good decision for most people?
You know, it may be. And one of the processes that you want to go through in making this analysis is, could I be a better worker in the place that I already am? And I think you can take these principles that we've shared and use them in your workplace where you are today.
And I think there's a way as a Christian to enhance your current job. If you believe there's no way you're going to make a change, there's no opportunities for you, but you've got to make the best of it. The two things as a Christian that I could recommend if you're going to stay where you are is, first, to have a great relationship with your boss. Find out how you can serve your boss and make their life easier. That will be a huge blessing to those that you report to. And then secondly, learn to be a friend to those around you. If you just have great relationships within your organization, then you're going to be a much happier employee, and so are the people who work with you. So if you're miserable, sometimes it doesn't mean you have to change. You have to change your attitude. I know I have a sister who listens to this program every day, and she's wonderful at creating genuine relationships and doing life together with the people that she works with every day. And she loves her work because she's made an effort to have quality relationships. It's a great way to hang on to the job you've got.
You know, we mentioned earlier that the keys are focus and versatility, and those are really two things that you can do right where you are. And I just want to encourage you to be proactive. See where needs are being unmet and see if God's choosing you to be the one to help meet those needs, even in the place where you work today.
Well, Sharon, it is almost Christmas. It's the season of giving. And certainly I want to talk to our listeners about making a gift to Crown Financial Ministries, because you have an opportunity to join us in this incredible mission as we launch into 2010 next year to reach the body of Christ and equip them in this very vital area where they're needing help. You know, during this recession, there are more people than ever before in the history of this ministry who need the truth of understanding how to live in God's economy. And I want to personally invite you to make a difference to this ministry by becoming a financial partner. Will you make a generous gift to Crown Financial Ministries between now and December 31st and help us with this transformation challenge?
In fact, a very, very important partner to the ministry really said, let's multiply the efforts this year. And so I'm going to give you a challenge. And we encourage our listeners to participate in this $500,000 opportunity to expand what you give and leverage it into the lives of others. You can do that by going to crown.org.
And for those of you who don't go online, you can call us at 1-800-722-1976 and tell one of our representatives that you want to participate in the Transformation Challenge. Well, you've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.